You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankene. Yevur vor hayrinik eglisvin, hon hayrinik avokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 3rd. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրզային իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արտենիս իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have one death this last week. Margaret Peggy Shahinyan DeFelice. She reached the age of 101. She passed away on September 27th. She was the wife of the late Armando L. DeFelice. Peggy, as she was known, was born in Armenia. She was daughter of the late Markar and Gadar Shahinyan. Peggy worked for Lisona Corporation for over 40 years before retiring. She also served on the Board of Licenses and with the Housing Authority for the City of Providence for many years and was also active in many of the city's political fundraisers. She was a beloved aunt of Carolyn Haritunian and her late husband Richard, Leo Tahachian and his wife Elvira, and David Tahachian and his wife Catherine, and great aunt of Leo, Zachary, Talin, Sarah, and Jillian. She was also sister of the late John Shahinyan, Susan Lewis, and Sarah Tahachian. Her funeral services were held, yesterday from St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church, 70 Jefferson Street. Burial was at Swan Point Cemetery. Our condolences to the DeFelice and Shahinyan Tahachian families. and with our Dadalits is October 3rd, 2020. Today is the first Dadalits of Berge Ketli. October 3rd, 2018. Today is the third Dadalits of Mesrob Mezi Shevyin. October 4th, 2001. Monday is the 20th Dalit of Lillian Manation. October 4, 2004, Monday is the 17th Dalit of Azad Farian. October 4, 2006, Monday is the 15th Dalit of Alice Arshalus Makarian. October 5, 2018, Tuesday is the 3rd Dalit of Araxi Fiod. October 5, 1990, Tuesday is the 31st Dalit of Ahavni Murachan. October 6, 2013, Wednesday is the 8th Dalit of Helen Kalushchin. October 6, 2019, Wednesday is the 2nd Dalit of George O. Tashchin. October 6, 2011, Wednesday is the 10th Dalit of Nubar Galpchian. October 6, 2007, Wednesday is the 14th Dalit of Iris Kinoyan. October 6, 1998, Wednesday is the 23rd Dalit of Bibi Bargesh Dadarian. October 7th, 2017, Thursday is the 4th Dalit of Elizabeth Shevyin as well as Teresa Shevyin. October 7th, 2009, Thursday is the 12th Dalit of Mary Avakian. October 7th, 1998, Thursday is the 23rd Dalit of Elise Beberian. October 7th, 2004, Thursday is the 17th Dalit of Anna Dolbation. October 7th, 1982, Thursday is the 39th Dalit of my uncle, Hagop Ishranyan. October 7th, 2020, Thursday is the 1st Dalit of Dolores Natalie Enjustian. October 8, 2013, Friday is the 8th Dalit of Deborah Haronian Morocco. October 8, 2003, Friday is the 18th Dalit of Zaruhi Azarian. October 8, 1997, Friday is the 24th Dalit of Zari Kalu. October 8, 2001, Friday is the 20th Dalit of Julie Chobanian Harnad. October 8, 2020, Friday is the 1st Dalit of Elizabeth Elmation. October 9, 1998, Saturday is the 23rd Dalit of Hilda Yerian. October 9, 2001, Saturday is the 20th Dalit of Sally Nahabedian. And October 9, 2001, Saturday will be the 20th Dalit for Alexander Peligian. Iveni Neru Zachem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iveni.
Iverin Yeah.
My next song is in memory of Elizabeth Elmation. She passed away 1 year ago on October 8th. And quite a few moms in here. It's so hard when we lose our mothers. Today I'm thinking of myself, of Dorothy. It's been almost a month and just doesn't seem real. And I know the Elmation family probably has those same feelings right now, thinking about their mom. This song is by the former Jock Bossarian, and pretty much feels how we all think of our mothers.
جان تو هرات سر پلوره ویرا ورواد ساینس ارتیوکلس هایر سایس به ساندر منات سوار اما یوتیان میچه دنگاف هاویدیان Arzat ander menag manat surse Anberat arz pajan umet mayrig jan Ach yur mer dan shurat samketsa Bukharen lok arda suk nesretsa Sa cero caro delenk mairi ja manas paro sa cero caro delenk mairi Saç kere severet kocan pi An huys dış kuyn ganknat mınat koyeti Zerke sehmet harcun tapet huan ho Hayr uzavak yedu tarzan karanske Asparo, tatsa cero, caro de link mai rigja. Manasparo, tatsa cero, caro de link mai rigja.
Yeah, I know. That's lump in my throat, I know. You know, Betty Elmation, she lived to 94. As Stephen would say, job well done, and I would differ. Life well lived. And she did that. She raised three amazing children, three amazing Armenians, and she had great grandchildren. They took good care of her, and it's just so hard saying goodbye to our moms or farewell, or you know, until we meet again, but it's still hard. My next song is Zarigner, and it was requested by Carol Malikian for her girlfriend Dorothy Masoyan. This is Adis.
Oh.
sevana zavali kneri met gou me sevana zapu me sevana shou me sevana zavali kneri met Sevana Zarigane Zarigane Antara Zarigane Tuxiro Galodi Anamora Zivagane Zarigane Zarigane Antara Zarigane Siro garodi ana morat vagane Bites up a head, chigar. Esther, Pondru, Memekes, Pondru, Modena, Chu, Memekes, Neri, Rinzirelli, Esther, Siru, Memekes, Zarigane, Zarigane. Antara zarigane tuxiro garodi anamora zvagane zarigane zarigane antara zarigane tuxiro garodi anamora
And that was Adis Harmanyan. From there, let's go to Sona Avagyan.
Sara lanchi zaqik azra yurin ta besni o kis
Alrighty, and St. Vartanans Church's Food Festival, Saturday, October 23rd, St. Vartanans Church will be having their bazaar. It's more of a drive-through, pick up your food and go. Thanks to COVID, we're being careful. But hopefully this will be the last time they do this. But it's a drive-through. Please support the church. These bazaars, picnics that we have, they're our major money makers for the year. It helps support the church and keep the lights on, so to speak. So please do what you can. To-go orders, they actually want you to call in your order ahead of time. Imagine that. So please, please order now. Pre-order at 401-533-7618. 401-533-7618. You can also go to online, armenianfestri.com, armenianfestri.com. Deadline for orders is Friday, October 15th at noontime. It will be contactless pickup Saturday, October 23rd from 12 to 4. Drive-through, 7 Armenia Street, the back parking lot. And October 23rd, 12 to 4. Please do what you can. And if you want help out, they do need help as always. So please, St. Vartanans Church Food Festival, October 23rd. But you must call in your order. And let's see. We're going to Harut Balyan.
Rara Paris, Sirunierni, Turesamo Mahuritz. Yanumes, Lianumes, Kohakneri Hampurit. Pures, Ures, Kakusheli, Arikir Gaim Garat, Imagut Yanier Girieri, Siroanu Sarabo. Imagut Yanier Girieri, Siroanu Sarabo. Koatskerum, Ganatskarum, Sarudas Karanari, Kyanketsolum, Koatskerum, Heimierazim, Yerni, Pures, Pures, Kankusheli, Harikir Gaim Garat, Imangut Yanier Girieri, Siroanu Sarabo. Imangut Yanier Girieri, Siroanu Sarabo. Sima manekalis fakaziza ko jambo ambon paso borodalis vai kedi karapo pure sures kankusheli hari kirgai gara imagu janier girieri siroanu sarabo Yeranikes, Zarigneri, Gatsir Puyrnes, Tushanchum, Bartsir Sari, Khorum Tsori, Zepyurneri, Hetsirchum, Pures, Pures, Kankusheli, Arikir Gaim Garat, Imangut Yanier Girieri, Siroanu Sarabo. Oh.
And I can't believe I did this. So my brother just texted me, what about Cultural Month? I think I'm in denial that we're in October. And what can I say, George? Even I make mistakes. So for, you know, the funny part is no one's, other than my brother, has contacted me. What about Cultural Month programming? You know what? So half of the show, right now it's 9:28. So we'll do 30 minutes of Cultural Month programming. Believe it or not, I actually have it with me. But, you know, October is Cultural Month to Armenians, and we so hold on to all of our heritage so tightly. And as a community, we always celebrate our Armenians, Armenianness. And let me, I have one more announcement to do, and then we're going to go into our Cultural Month programming. But the bazaar will take place for St. Sag and St. Mesrub Church, as they do every year. Luckily, it's in our own church hall. And Saturday, November 6th and Sunday, November 7th, we'll be having our annual food fair and bazaar. 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, is the place for St. Sag and St. Mesrub Church's annual food fair bazaar. Delicious Armenian foods and pastries. Mark that on your calendar, Saturday and Sunday, November 6th and 7th. And we are so thankful that they will be having it, as, you know, we need our fix. And there's always so much to do with these bazaars as well. Alrighty. With that, you know, Armenians celebrate Cultural Month, and I have so much, many messages. The first one is from Haig Donigyan on Cultural Month. This was recorded October 19th, 1975. And here we go.
First of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as Cultural Month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrub Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle, which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrub through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago, when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when a thousand or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
And that was the State Choir of Armenia. Right now in the background, violinist Benjamin Gasparian. Alrighty, and with that, you know, our year over year, so I don't know how long my father's been doing. Month of October has always been Culture Month, and I have so many tapes and CDs from over the years that my dad put together. And the next few weeks, we'll have our programming. I'm not sure when I'll do the Anush Opera, but we hear a few excerpts from the Anush Opera as well. But right now, for our listeners that aren't aware, maybe, Armenia, officially the Republic of Armenia, is a landlocked country located in the Armenian highlands of Western Asia. You know, I always find that amusing. I can actually say I'm Asian. Anyways, it is part of the Caucasus region and is bordered by Turkey to the west, Georgia to the north, the Lachin Corridor under a Russian peacekeeping force in Azerbaijan to the east, Iran and the Azerbaijani enclave of Nakhichevan, which is Armenian, to the south. Yerevan is the capital and the largest city. Armenia is a democratic nation state with an ancient cultural heritage. The first Armenian state of Urartu was established in 860 BC. And by the 6th century BC, it was replaced by the Satrapy of Armenia. The Kingdom of Armenia reached its height under Tigranes the Great in the 1st century BC before Christ and became the first state in the world to adopt Christianity and as its state official religion as early as the late 3rd or early 4th century. The official date that Armenians adopted Christianity, however, is 301 AD. The ancient Armenian kingdom was split between the Byzantine and Sasanian empires around the early 5th century under the Bagratuni dynasty. The Bagratid kingdom of Armenia was restored in the 9th century. Declining due to the wars against the Byzantines, the kingdom fell in 1045, and Armenia was soon after invaded by the Seljuk Turks. Something that happened way too often. An Armenian principality and later a kingdom, Cilician Armenia was located on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea between the 11th and 14th centuries. I'm going to give you a little bit of the history every week going through October. Right now, let's go to Hayastan.
Thank you.
That was the Yerevan Choral Society. Let's see. Some birthday babies this week. October 5th. Happy birthday to Irma Kasabian. She's in the D.C., Virginia area. I'm not sure if she's listening, but I know some of her cousins are. Happy birthday, Irma. And then we have an anniversary. October 5th. Happy anniversary to Michelle and Ray Isimone and Renee and Richard Toppy. Michelle and Renee, sisters, they got married in a double ceremony. You know, it just feels like it was yesterday. We had so much fun at that wedding. Anyhow, happy anniversary, Michelle, Ray, Renee, and Richard. And then I have one more birthday announcement. Happy birthday in heaven to my girl, Linda Minashian. I know she's with me. Alrighty. With that, we're going to the Paros Chamber Choir performing Yerevan Yerebuni with Placido Domingo. Yeah, you heard that right. I know, volume's a little low, but I couldn't resist. That was Placido Domingo, and that song is one of my favorites. My mother's favorites is one of hers as well, and I just love Yerevan Yerepuni. I can still remember singing that at St. Nurses at the summer camps, and we would put so much feeling into that song. Our heritage, we all hold close to our hearts, and we'll continue with some of our Cultural Month programming right now. My next song, let's see.
Oh,
Alrighty, up next we have Arthur Karapetyan.
Stunning, how about Kmer Huizil?
Ես դարույս եզ ուրախացուր գուրախանաս մեր ժամանակալրացավ շնգալչուն սերին համար սիտեսություն մինչև հարաչիկա գիրագի առավոր. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. Our webmaster, George Gasparian. You can hear us any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Right now, you're listening to us on WARA, Attleboro. We hope you have a marvelous Sunday. I don't know what to say. Go Patriots or go Buccaneers? But have a great Sunday. Next week's program will be pre-recorded. Happy Sunday.